Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Candy.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is your first time listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off of our chest and you get some things off of your chest too. But first, girl, you know we gotta do. Mm-hmm. These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my chick on the side said she got one on the way. These are my confessions. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Say. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. No, because I was this close to singing Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer. Hey, had a very shiny nose. DMX remix.
Listen, I love the DMX remix. That goes hard. Listen. Oh my God. What has it? Dasher and Prancer and shout out to DMX.
I'm watching that today. In a weird way, one of the most anointed people.
Really and truly.
Like, that man really could pray.
Listen, DMX is a pastor.
DMX?
He's... Listen.
Yeah. Shout out DMX. Very,
but that's the thing. You know, no one can take away your...
Because 1 minute you're covered in blood on your album and the next Holy Ghost fire.
Hallelujah. Sent down from glory.
Merry Christmas, bitches.
DMX. Nah, he was something else.
Nah, DMX.
Something else. Go on.
You're going to have to keep Thomas on track today.
Oh, God.
Because this is our Christmas special.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, guys. We hope you're having the Christmas that you deserve.
Yes. Season greetings.
Yeah, because I was gonna sprinkle for all. Some of y'all deserve coal.
On the Christmas episode?
Some people deserve a carrot stick.
On the Christmas episode?
You know we keep it a buck.
She said no tidings of good cheer for everyone.
Everyone's getting frankincense somewhere. Some of y'all getting coal.
I'm done.
Or you're sitting with someone that's getting coal. Pull on now, no, speaker.
Let the whole family hear it. Auntie, you getting cold. No.
Merry Christmas, guys. But the reason why, let's stay focused, guys. Okay. We record in advance. Uh-huh. So it's not quite yet Christmas as we're recording this. So, you know, it's like being in the future and the past at the same time. But what is happening? So where we want to give you a holistic, beautiful Christmas episode. Girl, I've got so many things in my brain that I'm hoping we can just keep clipped.
Okay.
Right. Number one. So number one, so proud of you. Your new house, girl.
Oh!
Yes. So Sorrel and I, we work together, obviously, but we live close enough that we use the same car company for work. And we ended up traveling back from a work event we did together the other day. And the driver dropped her. Girl, the house is housing.
You're going to make me cry.
No. I was like, ooh. I remember turning the corner. I even said, ooh, no white refrigerator.
I got a home.
I said, this nice. We will be there. We're gonna come back.
No, listen, I knew that you had gone back and told Body because he messaged me and he was like, he was like, when's the house warming?
Not in secret.
He said, I know you two have been kicking into the kitchen.
He can't keep nothing secret.
Nothing secret. Oh, no, thank you.
No, the house is, oh, love that. Oh, hallelujah. Number two, changing tone.
Okay.
Complete changing tone.
Okay.
Because we kind of need to go back. Gosh, and I hate that. But I must discuss it.
Okay,
It's burning me.
Okay.
And so slight trigger warning for the next two topics, guys. Trigger warning for anyone that's ever been abused or in an abusive relationship. Kiki Palmer.
Already knew where you were
going. No, we couldn't let...
We couldn't
I know it's the Christmas special, but...
Gotta keep it a buck.
Like, and we're already delayed in terms of cultural conversation because of the way we record.
Yeah.
But my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to say, yes, it's the Christmas special and all of that.
Hold on though, because this is where, yes, Father Lord, work through us. I felt that whipping wind. I actually felt spirit sit on me. You know why? Because as much as we're gonna kiki and we want people to be in high spirits, cases of domestic violence skyrocket at Christmas time.
I was just about to say
skyrocket,
because you are indoors, everything is closed, no one's going to work.
Everyone's stressed because you spent a whole heap of money.
Yep.
Like, tension is rife come Christmas season. So who's to say, as much as we wanted to keep this episode light, who's to say what cousin
needs to hear what needs to be said?
Right.
I think, I'm not going to lie to you, the Keke Palmer thing broke me. Because we've watched her grow up.
Not our Akilah and the Bee.
Listen. Our spelling bee
champ. Spelling sulfate and high philosophers. Listen.
That's our baby girl.
And we called it.
We said it.
When the outfit situation at the Usher concert happened,
we said
these are the red flags of someone who is abusive.
Control is the first sign of someone who has an abusive mindset. Because for this man to go up onto the internet talking about, you're a mother, you shouldn't be wearing that. But remember when I, because me and Candy met the other day, remember when I told you that basically in the family, I ain't trying to get sued, so I'm going to say allegedly, the whole
family. Everyone's
about it. The dad, the mum put a DV abuse thing for the dad in 2020, I think. The brother's got rumors swirling around him. So everyone's kind of, you know, and it's this pattern of abuse that somebody else then has to suffer with.
Yeah.
But it's
and those, thank God we didn't see moving video, because those stills were enough.
Oh,
those
harrowing.
Stills were enough.
And let me tell you something, Keke Palmer has been in this business for God knows how long, and her mother hasn't said nothing.
And we ain't never seen that girl's business yet.
Her mother had to come out?
I didn't even know what Keke Palmer's mum looked
like. Listen.
Never heard her voice.
Pim.
Never heard her voice.
Pim.
And now she's up here having to do town crier. No, you're wicked and you're bad.
Mm-mm.
And not them, and not it allegedly being said that he had to turn in all of his guns.
Yeah. Did you see? So she files the restraining order.
Yeah.
He then tweets a picture of him and his son. And he's like, daddy loves you. See you soon, son. What the hell does that mean?
Oh my God. No, that is the worst kind of abuser.
Creepy.
I recently saw this TikTok video of this woman giving her daughter the most amazing birthday at like Chuck E. Cheese or something. Mm. And the dad, who she has a restraining order against, turning up with his girlfriend and four of his friends and like videoing her and like just trying to draw her out, and her having to get on the phone to the police and say, but I've got a restraint. Like, and now I don't care. People are going to be like, Candice, don't your arms hurt from reaching? Listen, I like to have a kiki, but I won't tell you a lie. If man can do that, he can kill. It's that.
Because the line is very, It's a thin line.
It's so thin.
And I think making sure you realize and recognize those red flags from the jump and listening to what your stomach is telling you.
Honestly.
Because the line is so thin, and the amount of men who then it snaps for them, and then they're in, you know, they get incarcerated, but they're, to them, it's like that was the only next course that made sense. It's crazy.
I'm just like, so to any of the cousins listening, if that is your current situation, and hopefully you're listening alone, like, your safety is so paramount. Mm. And I would say in this moment, don't make any sudden movements, okay? If you are currently in this situation, you don't make... It needs to be so calculated in order to keep you alive.
Mm.
If your abuser can sense a sudden movement or a change in pattern, it gets their back up.
Mm.
And all we want to do in this period is keep you safe.
Mm.
So I hope this episode offers the gift of freedom for future episodes.
Absolutely. And as you come into the new year, you're planning and you're plotting and you're figuring out what the steps are you need to take to make sure that you land as safely and as securely as you humanly and possibly can.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy out there.
Oh.
It ain't easy out there.
Okay. Now this is where Thomas is gonna need to be restrained.
Now listen, I just want you to know, how long have we been recording, Charlie? I have whiplash. I was singing DMX 7 minutes ago. I have whiplash.
Girl, and we're going to use a lot of allegedly for
this. Okay.
Oh. But sometimes, because we're not, and I'll say it with chest, we're not the Shade Room.
No.
We're not Shade Borough. We're nothing with shade.
No.
That's not the purpose of Closet Confessions. But sometimes a cultural conversation is too large to ignore. Facts.
Oh, I know where we're
so
going.
So I'm just going to recite it as the news was given,
ooh,
not with weight of guilt or innocence, because that's not my job. It was no one's job because they settled so quick. But anyway, that's by the by. Sean Puffy Diddy Love Puffy Daddy Love
Patricia
Coombs.
Motherfucking Coombs coming to the stage right now. Patricia, motherfucking, because you acting like a bitch. Because you acting like a motherfucking bitch. That's why. Come up to the stage right now.
Patricia,
right now.
Patricia Coombs.
Listen.
Brother Love.
Listen.
Diddy Puffy. Sean. No. 2023 has thrown us some blinders.
Listen.
That Cassie Ventura filing that civil lawsuit was
shift,
seismic shift.
I felt the tectonic plates shifting beneath my feet as I read that. I said, what?
I had to call Sorrel, guys.
Listen,
out of office hours, I was like, it was like 10:30 at night. I was like, you wake up right now.
Because what?
I can't even get my words out.
And I want to say this. I wasn't shocked.
Neither was I.
By the revelation.
By the accusations.
The accusations.
I wasn't shocked by the accusations.
But I was shocked at...
how it came to pass.
That's exactly what it was.
By who and how.
By who and
by
how.
By who and how.
Shocked, but pleased by who and how.
Very.
Because I said to myself, oh, she listened to an episode of Closet this season. She said, I know my worth. She said, oh, you thought I was just planning and plotting, just you wait.
And the thing is, right, and this is why reading is critical and staying in school is important, because many of you will just look at a thing and skip entire paragraphs, okay?
Yep.
It was even stated in the documents that he tried to settle prior to this.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Read. Get on your comprehension Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah? Don't just read a headline. When you see these kind of things,
go in.
If public information is available and you think you're going to want to have a public opinion,
you
better do some public reading.
Yep.
Yeah? Stop letting your tongue wrap around the situation your brain has no knowledge of.
Yeah.
Because you will get tied up like a snake. He tried to settle prior to this being a public matter. So this urgency to call it a cash grab, or to be like, oh, money's running low. More to the point, it is extremely difficult, triggering, but also information. If you read my books deeply, you would know. As someone who is a survivor of rape, there is a timeline in which you can bring something to court under a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
offense, mm-hmm. okay? And that time has run out
yeah.
for her,
yes.
unfortunately. Yeah. And doing so, doing anything other than a civil lawsuit would have been so harrowing. She would have had to have provided witness statements,
yep.
Things that she's probably not even privy to, given to the amount of control she allegedly suffered.
Yes.
It's not going to happen, okay? So civil was the only way to go
yeah.
to make a point.
Yeah.
Deep in my spirit, this was not about the money.
No. I agree. Mm. I agree. I think I will say this. I think she knew that it was, I think, okay, I don't know her personally, mm. but once you've done the healing and mm. the work and she's taken time away, she understands that her story needs to be told.
Mm-hmm.
And her story would have, like it did, it made an impact because of who it came from.
Absolutely.
Them two were so closely linked together for so many years. It shook the internet
also,
when it dropped.
It was, so multiple things happened. Kid Cudi confirmed
one of the stories.
That the car was blown up yeah. on his driveway. Pause.
Listen.
Pause. I don't think we've said such a mad thing this season.
Listen.
Kid Cudi said,
My car
blew up on my driveway.
Skidded it, pow.
Like, and I stand by that. Yeah. I guarantee it.
Someone said, didn't he dangle someone from the...
over the balcony. Okay.
I'm going to just drop it. And allegedly, because I ain't trying to get sued. Allegedly.
Allegedly, but also confirmed by the hotel. He did mash up the hotel lobby.
Oh,
dashing
God.
Vases after the girl. And he cleared that up to the tune of $50,000. They have that on CCTV.
Listen, the streets have been talking about this man.
For years. For years.
And did you see all the people coming out? Did you see what Kimora released?
As you sow, so shall you reap.
I said,
yes. Clickety-clack. Acrylics on.
I said, wow.
Dada TK girl said, I've been saying.
She been on, one thing about Aubrey Day, she's going to be on that man's neck.
I've been saying.
She said, I've been saying this. Now, to the haters in the back who are like, why did they say this so quickly? So what did you want to happen? What did you want to happen? You wanted Cassie to be like, no, I want this to drag out and da-da.
All she wanted was that paperwork to be public.
To be public.
All she wanted.
Because now conversations.
To plant a seed of doubt.
Period.
All she wanted, because of how much money Sean has, okay? The reality is, from a financial standpoint, yes, to wrap it up as quickly as possible is important for him, but also to wrap it up as quickly as possible screams guilt. Because
yeah.
let me tell you something,
yeah.
and I stand on business.
Yeah,
I don't care how motherfucking rich I am. You lie on my name?
We're going to court.
I will walk on crushed glass to court.
Before I pay you?
Are you
crazy?
I will leave you bankrupt.
Either
I will
way,
leave you destitute.
Either way, I'm going to be paying. So
name,
why don't I
name
pay?
Is going to be cleared in Jesus.
Listen.
We going, honey.
Listen.
We going, sweetie.
He pinged that money into her monzo with swiftness. 24 hours later.
For you both to say amicably in your statements. Nah.
Moving like Jeff Bezos.
For all you gold digger chatters, she got more than 30 mil.
Oh, 100%. Because one thing about, listen, 100%. Because you're not going to disrespect me.
Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, how do you think it was done? Damn.
100%.
Damn.
And the thing is, which is why I know this wasn't about money for her, because Diddy could have paid any amount of money. The man is
loaded.
He was
loaded. Trying to pay the money. That's the whole point.
He was loaded.
And this is, and again, critical thinking skills is so important, guys. He had tried to
hush
settle
money.
Before this went public.
Allegedly.
So if it was solely about the money,
yes.
allegedly, then allegedly, we could have wrapped this up ages ago.
Listen.
But she said she needed her moment.
Yeah.
But, because again, this is not a gossip forum.
No.
Let's make this a healing, holistic conversation. If one thing 2023, because I think we're reminded of it intermittently, sporadically.
Yeah.
But if one thing 2023 has stood on business about is in pulling down false idols. Too many of us think celebrity.
Speak on it.
No. Come on. We're going to kumbaya today.
Speak on it.
Near Jesus's birthday?
Speak we're
gonna
it.
Talk.
He
girl.
Wants us to.
Not
he
in the manger with the frankincense and the myrrh.
Listen.
Big purr. He said, you gonna clear some shit up.
Big purr.
I didn't come all the way from Bethlehem.
Listen.
For this. we put, as a culture, as a society, we put too much gravitas, weight, onus, and power on celebrity. Yeah? And at every turn this year, Universe has been like, come correct.
Yeah.
These people ain't better than you. Nope. They don't know more than you. Nope. They're surely not holier than thou. Nope. They're not untouchable. Nope. It is the falling of idols in this season, bruh.
I would also say, as much as it is about their falling, it's also about the person who's idolizing, recognizing that the person you have put on a pedestal is a piece of shit. Is a piece of shit. And I think what people fail to understand, and I think that goes from content creation, celebrities, public figures, anyone. Just because someone has a camera in their face and can kiki in an interview and can show you a makeup routine.
And is quick to tell you they can buy you out of your life and all this nonsense.
And is quick to tell you, you are able to do A, B, C, D. I did it. You can do it too. You now idolize them because you're like, well, they did it. Look at them. But let me tell you something. Some of these people are the most downright wickedest evil people
honestly
ever meet in your life,
because with that level of money comes a certain amount of protection, because it gets to a point in certain circles where, and hear me well, there's nothing you can't buy.
Zero. Zilch. Nada.
There's nothing you can't. And that's not just going for wealthy celebrities. It goes more for those of true wealth and influence that you never know. Those are the ones you should be scared of.
Yeah they're the ones,
because they can buy your heart right out your chest. Absolutely. And I'm not even joking.
Listen,
this is a real thing.
And I think people don't understand that you're only being shown what you're being shown.
A smidge. Tip of the iceberg.
It's a dark, dirty world when you start looking at all of these people who have true money and influence and what they actually can influence and what they do influence.
I get scared.
Scared, because I always say to God, listen, God, use me as a vessel. I want you to use me as a vessel. I will take the riches, I will take all of it, but I use me as a vessel. Because the second money just gets to the point where you just have it in excess for the sake of having it in excess, you start making stupid decisions.
And you get scared. And also, a bit like Squid Game.
That's the one.
You become insatiable.
That's the
Your
one.
Your thirst level goes up. What used to hit don't hit
don't
no
know.
More. So now you want to see how much you can push it because of the money you have.
What used to excite you?
It don't hit.
Those simple joys don't hit no more. Don't hit no more. I remember when I was a uni student, I would thank God if I could buy a coffee from a nice coffee house. I would say, £5 of mine, now I'm doing an ad for one. But now you're looking for the next hit up. You're looking for the, as your tax bracket goes up, trust me, the things that used to give you joy and pleasure. So this is why you just have to always try and hold on to those simple pleasures. Girl.
Also, the name for that is lifestyle creep, which I feel like is a good term to like use over branching. Like the idea that you would like do one thing, you creep up, you do this.
Lifestyle creep. Yeah.
So you guys will probably hear that our producer just defined it as the lifestyle creep. Like as you make more money, you know, certain things go up. And it's a conversation I think we had seasons ago.
Yeah.
We did have this conversation where I was like, I'm getting to a point where the more money I make, I want this to remain my lifestyle.
Yes.
Because I don't want to get into the habit of having to make
more. Yes.
Like you've got to be content. We say this all the time.
Oh my God.
You've got to get in your content bag.
Content.
When is enough enough?
There are two people who I love to watch. Bretman Rock. And
with his chickens.
With his chickens in Hawaii.
And his dogs and his crops.
Let me tell you what.
And his gym.
And he is so content living on that farm, just breathing in fresh
around
air.
Around that greenery.
And he's made his money. He's happy.
Like, it just gives him joy to be hanging out with his nieces and nephews.
Honestly. Like, I just...
Content.
Lenny Kravitz as well bought himself a nice little content. Farm.
Do you know who went up and found contentment? You know, remember that guy, Jay Versace?
Yes!
That content creator. He's now like a Grammy Award winning producer.
Oh my God. And content. You have to know what your goals are, achieve them. But once you have achieved them, I promise you, it is the simple pleasures in life that will keep you going.
I've not even achieved the goals I want to achieve yet. There are many outstanding, but I made a video yesterday, which will be weeks ago by the time this goes live. I was sitting in my bed and I'm like constantly on the verge of tears. I am so content
and grateful for the peace, like for the peace that you cannot buy. That is the one thing you can't buy.
I'm just like,
for the peace you cannot
buy. I'm hemming my kids' trousers, watching my little YouTube vlogs.
Yep.
The house is silent.
Yes. Oh, Candice.
The dog is on the floor next to the...
Don't.
I said, if this is not heaven, I don't show know. Me.
Listen.
Show me.
Listen.
Because the razzmatazz of the outside world, it just don't lick it the
don't.
Same.
It don't.
Sorel and I talk about this all the time. Once the excitement of being invited to the thing wears off, I want to go home.
Home.
I'm on the car on the way, thinking about being back on the way home.
I want to go home. I want my blanket. I want my slippers.
Because you're content.
I'm content.
You've built a house full of contentment.
I am content. And once you start feeling that slip, you really need to recenter yourself.
Always.
Find the thing that grounds you. Find the thing that grounds
you. And so to bring it back to all of this, stop trying to be around certain celebrities.
Yeah.
Stop idolizing certain Listen. Things. Because when the booby trap is unlocked, they're not even content.
I had to have a conversation with myself about a year ago when I was like, sometimes I feel like, maybe not even a year ago, maybe slightly longer. I was like, I feel like I'm out of the group. There's a certain group. Candice.
This motherfucking bitch. Candice. This motherfucking...
Candice.
Because, oh, girl, Candice. You didn't have to send me like that, girl.
We see each other.
You didn't have to batter my uterus like that, girl.
Because
this is... If it's not a conversation I'm having in part and part with people,
yep.
It's a real friends, it's a thought.
Yes.
I understand. Oh, I gotta sit up.
Go on, read it.
I understand how I sit on the outskirts.
Mm.
I understand. From when I was a little girl, I've always... I'm not the coolest. I'm not in.
Oh, my God.
I'm not in. To the point that I was having a conversation with my manager weeks ago about a certain group of Black women, not necessarily who I work closely with, but, you know, they're around.
You know,
we got certain peer circles that overlap. Yeah. And we were having a conversation and the light bulb really went off in my head. And I said, interestingly, they support me publicly, begrudgingly. Begrudgingly. And the support only exists because the success based in ego is undeniable.
Mm.
So it's like, we're going to look dumb
if we don't support.
Right. We're going to look super shady if we don't acknowledge the success. But if that weren't a need... they wouldn't spit on me if I was on fire.
Candice.
You know why? Because the way I have built this house of contentment, they don't fucking get it.
They don't like it. They don't like the fact that I'm not knocking on the door to ask to get a seat
don't make me
at
tip,
the table.
Don't make me tip.
Candice?
Oh, make me
Candice? And before I carry on, I want to say, whoever you are thinking in your head, delete
them. Oh, just get you. You never know. You never guess.
Everybody loves to be reaching for the stars like SCOM 7.
Calm down.
Whoever you're thinking, shut up, okay? Immediately. Imagine. Because I already know who they're talking about. No, you don't. But I would say for me, what I realized was I am on the outskirts and sometimes I feel it when I
feel it a lot.
I'm in certain.
What's so funny is as my
places,
career grows, I feel it more.
Because I hear the
look at us just like we're like turn this fucking.
I hear the questions as to how and why and the confusion.
Why her
and the confusion around it, and then also the confusion of what I did to get A, B, C, D.
And also who I'm pretending
to be to get A, B, C, D. And pretending to like
to get A, B, C, D.
Doesn't equate because...
Meanwhile, a bald head and a Whitney wig, they be killing it. Bitch. You told me I needed that 4HD 4K lace front, bitch.
Bitch. That's how they be talking in their house. And you know what else? I think it hurts that there are levels of boundaries that I have put in terms of what I share on the... Some people have had to share everything and then some. And I've just been like, there are certain things that are...
Meanwhile, there are elements of my life you completely have to go into a fantasy land about.
Yeah, you don't know. You literally
and
don't
also,
know.
When you deep it, you don't know as much as you think you know. Do.
Exactly. And I will say this, it has been really hard for me to navigate that because I think at one point you kind of go through moments where you're like, Do I need to overshare?
Do I need to be that person?
Exactly. But then this came along.
Not only did this come along, it also is like every time I backslide and I forget how anointed I am as my most authentic self and I creep closer to their world and start fishing for their validation, fucking hell.
Yeah. Woof, 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 woof. The window goes back. Because he's like,
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare disrespect me and the calling I gave you and the footsteps I ordered to now veer off of this lane to try and do something else that is not going to be good for you.
So I wear this necklace. It's a pillar. It's a gold pillar. And I don't know if you guys know the story or basically the concept of the cornerstone or the pillar that is rejected will be the one that is called upon. And I feel that so much, especially in my work in life, because in every space you would like to reject me. You would.
You would. But you can't. You can't. She said, ho-ho. You can't.
Crazy.
You can't.
Crazy. So we must all suffer in silence.
Guess who I am? I'm Rudolph the fucking red-nosed reindeer. That's who I am, bitch. Okay. Y'all thought you could make fun of my red nose, but look at me. Look at me being used by Santa Claus himself.
Look at me.
And you're getting cold.
Exactly.
Listen.
The most chaotic.
The most chaotic. But like... Here we are.
So for all our outsiders.
All the outsiders.
And you know what? I've clocked it because we've met enough of you guys now.
To know. I'm going to cry.
No, stop, because then I'll cry. We've met enough of you in real life to know that we're just a bunch of misfits.
Just didn't have anywhere.
And outsiders.
And we created our own. And here we are together,
and I mean
cousins.
That in every sense of the word. When I meet you guys, you don't fit the popular archetype.
In the best way.
Like you're quote unquote that girl. No. You're your girl.
Yes. You're this girl.
Do you know what I mean? And when I see us out,
Candace.
Or when Serena and I are on the street corner and people come up to us, the synergy is we are the outsider. We are the one that's always been left on the fray or the fringe.
Yep.
Because by divine consciousness, we're not able to fit the mold of the it girl or the popular.
Oh,
but there's enough of us to build this kind of community.
Listen,
I'll be damned.
I'll drink to that.
Oh,
I'll drink
Mary
to
Kramer.
That.
Mary Kramer.
Oh, ciao.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
So So guys, we're now going to move into the cousins confession portion of the episode. Mm-hmm. Although our producers told us they're not quite confessions. They're more like notes. Confession title, we got that rare happily ever after.
Okay. Mm-mm-mm.
Firstly, fucking love you both.
Ooh.
I binge your podcast after discovering you through a friend who is a woman of colour. I am a basic white woman, soz. No, you're so welcome here because that's
true cousin behaviour.
She said soz.
Let me get to the blimmin' point. Let me cut to the chase.
Private joke. Break.
Yeah. Let me get to the blimmin' point.
Oh my days.
Secondly, my husband encouraged me to share our story. Okay.
Oh,
shout out to the cousins' partners listening to the
thing. Yeah, I know, right?
So essentially, my husband Chris and I met in college when we were 17, 18 respectively. We dated for 3 months after he broke up with his girlfriend, who has since gone on to marry his older brother.
Wow.
She said, don't stress, it's chill and there's only love. The dating time.
I want you to know, sis, had you not added that you were white at the top of that, we would have known. I want you to know, we would have known, but all the love, we would have known. But okay, shout out to you and Chris.
I lost my virginity to him at his house party. Okay. Don't ask. And he made life so fun for me. However, I wasn't into the partying life as much as he was, and we broke up. We remained friends, but the boyfriends I had after him didn't like me having male friends, so we lost contact. Huge red flag. Huge red flag. If your boyfriend doesn't like you having male friends, that's a problem. We'll circle back to that in a later episode. However, Chris would go to my mum for sports massage therapy. Jesus Christ. So he was always present in my life, just not part of it. 8 years later, when I broke up with my daughter's father after a huge emotional breakdown due to severe pre and postnatal depression and a suicide attempt, wow. I went back to live with my mum. Now I know how Candice feels about dating someone new when the children are young. My daughter was 6 weeks old when I left her dad. But please give me grace. Girl, are you great? Shit, bye. Yeah, I'm not always right. Please.
I made enough mistakes, child.
My mum encouraged me to message Chris after we bumped into him. And when I did, he told me he was busy that night. I asked him what could be more important than visiting an old friend that evening. And that evening, he knocked on the front door.
Wow.
He walked into my mum's front room and I knew that that was it. My heart stopped in my chest. He held my daughter and she looked like a rugby ball in his arms. And from that moment, I knew I would never be able to let him go. He saved me from my suicidal tendencies through long conversations and understanding of my depression. And he brought happiness to me that I'd forgotten how to feel. I will never understand why I let other men steal away the joy that lived with me. 9 years later, we are still together. We have been married for 7 years. After a 3-month engagement, because if I'm marrying you then why the fuck am I waiting? Mm-hmm. And we have a 7-year-old son who is autistic, and of course my sassy hilarious daughter who still has a regular and good relationship with her bio dad and stepmom. Me and the stepmom are good friends.
This is
damn. I am now also registered disabled since having 2 kids, lots of back surgery.
Wow.
After someone pushed me off of the stage of a dance rehearsal?
What the fuck?
Bitch! Call Penguin Random House right now. This is like, what the hell?
This needs to be published.
We live in the house my husband grew up in.
Okay.
The very same, I lost my virginity. No,
oh,
no,
my
no.
God.
And I have a fulfilling and peaceful life.
Oh.
Coming from an unwanted reunion and a life of bullshit, I'm talking no dad around and my bio mum disappearing for days at a time, leaving me to look after my newborn sister at 7 years
old.
I can now say I am happy. I feel blessed that Chris and I found our way back to each other. I truly believe some people are meant to be together, and we are two of those people. We are both obsessed with Harry Potter and regard our relationship as after all this time, always. We even had a Harry Potter wedding.
Oh, I love you both. I don't know why I'm so emotional.
Oh, no.
I wish you all the luck in the world with your endeavors.
know the voice.
And I hope that you both continue to thrive.
Why is it so high-pitched? She's crying. Oh, no. Charlie Tissues.
I live for the podcast. May it never end.
Oh.
Sorry, this is the longest thing in the world. Love and peace, Sammy.
Oh, oh, Sammy.
You got us, Sammy.
No, Sammy. Where's the Fenty Press powder? No, it's all right. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. I think such a testament to how tumultuous life can be, but you can get
but
there.
But also a testament to you knowing.
Yes.
To you knowing.
Yes.
To you know. Like, thank God you found your way back to each other. Mm. But you always know.
Oh, man.
You always know. I love that.
That was beautiful.
Thanks, Charlie. That was like, oh, that is not my face, girl. I'm trying to unlock this phone. Phone is like Negro. Yeah.
I can't stand this woman sometimes. I can't stand you sometimes. She said Negro detected.
Error. Okay. Second cousin confession. Don't cry over spilt milk. Woo. I dated someone for far too long, 4 years, during which time he love bombed and cheated on me on numerous occasions. When I found out by borrowing his laptop, I was devastated. I was financially dependent on him as I was made redundant at the time, so I had to plan my exit. Good girl. I found a job, started my side hustle, hit the gym and got a new wig.
Yes! Yes!
Shake it like a Polaroid pic.
Come through, Whitney wig.
All the while keeping it pleasant on the surface. What do we say?
Go.
What? Catch them off guard, okay? Anyway, tutus, that's how I know you're black.
Yeah.
You see that? We know.
We be knowing.
She said, and she wrote tutus.
Tutus, yeah?
Yeah. We get it. Anyway, tutus now, and we're at my place. He logs into his Amazon Prime account on my TV, and another woman's name comes up. The dickhead tried to make out he'd been hacked and was randomly touching buttons on his phone, pretending to contact Amazon.
Men are so stupid sometimes. Men are so stupid sometimes.
Have you seen that TikTok of the man sitting fully clothed in the bath with the shower running?
Crying.
She found out he cheated.
Men.
I swear to God. Men. What is that supposed to do?
Get your grown ass out of this.
Why are you so dramatic? Why is he running
in the shower?
Nah, the drama.
So this expedited his exit. Now, rather than be a real man, he ducked out and ran home like a pussy-o. I told you were black. I tried to contact him to break it off and he hid away for 2 days. When we finally spoke, he annoyingly got in there first, all crying and shit, saying he wanted to stay friends, but never once admitting it. I heard from mutual friends that when asked about how he was after we were over, he said he wasn't going to cry over any spilt milk.
Bitch. So, that's what it says. Bitch. So anyway, I had to get my stuff from his and he told me to go ahead. He was out for a few days.
I gathered my things, threw photos of us away, took the Christmas presents he bought for me. Yes, it was weeks before Christmas. And mixed laxatives in his gravy grand.
I love y'all so much.
I mix laxatives in his gravy granules so he doo-dooed up himself every Sunday after. No, wait for it. No, this is excellent. I'm writing this one down. Then I sprayed fresh milk from a spray bottle on the carpet of every room
so it of smelled like
his house.
Oh, that's good.
Weeks later, he couldn't figure out what the stench was.
Oh, that's
He couldn't
good.
Invite girls around and he had to move out whilst the place was deep cleaned. I hope he don't cry over that spill.
You win this season. You win this home run. The poetry of it all.
Don't cry.
Over spilt milk. Oh my God.
She got on her Zoom.
Oh my God.
She got on her Zoom.
That is prophetic. Like she...
Oh, I love that.
Because it didn't even click.
I love
it. It didn't even...
I love it. And you know, it would be driving him mad. And people coming into his house like, what's that smell?
And no, he never attributed it to me. I got off scot-free and I don't feel any type of guilt.
Period.
Fat-free milk, baby.
Period. I would use that whole fat. Because you know when that gets into the carpet, it's going to curdle. It's going to curdle a little bit around the fibers, curdle around the fiber. I'm going to do that. Good for
no,
her.
No, you lot are on job.
I'm right now and there.
Right, ooh, final
a
one.
A friend might need that.
Give your confession a title. It's quite simple.
Okay.
What I love, because I know you're black just from that, because what I love about that, how does that feel like a threat and a statement and an invite?
At the same damn time.
It's poetic. Really quite simple.
It's giving it's Maya Angelou.
Like, it's really quite simple. I'm being strategic for the first time in my dating life. I'm tired of the nonsense. I'm tired of hunting, hoping, praying, manifesting. Okay. I'm here, he's here. I'm proudly African Caribbean. What did I say?
We knew it.
He's white and marginally aware of his whiteness. Mm-hmm. The vibe is dead.
Oh.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ. Indicate first. You can't just switch lanes like that. Oh, my. That is how you cause karma. Like... I didn't see you coming. Oh, child. The vibe is dead, but, and there are claps here, I am tired.
Okay.
I'll be living this soft life until I save my money and a love with more depth finds me.
Oh.
Yet can we all say what you don't leave space for can't make its way in, but for now, this is where I am. I am tired to Ross.
Oh.
But Christmas with the dry people, them, no, sir.
You're not sending me even more? Charlie had to read this first. Oh, white producer had to read it. And she thought, yeah, the girls are like this.
I'm good. Let him go see his people, eat the tasteless food, sit in dead conversations about the neighbors, and let me enjoy some TV shows that I actually enjoy. Peacefulness in the yard, and go say howdy to my parents in the evening. No playing matching PJs for the gram over here. Just a simple acceptance, tinged with disappointment.
Oh my God.
And sprinkled with sweet parang and sorrel. It's a Christmas of truth this year for me, which means I'll be mainly by myself. I refuse to be around people just for the sake of it.
Wow.
40 years on this beautiful earth brings clarity.
Yeah.
No, it's simple indeed.
It is very simple.
She said it's over.
She said, I'm tired.
Wow.
I will catch my respite. And when somebody else comes along, they come along. However, don't fall into the trap where you do that and then you fall in love with him, because that can happen.
Oh my God.
That can happen. They come in like sliveling snakes.
Guys, this has been a stunning episode. We love you lot dearly. This is crazy.
Listen, we went everywhere.
This is crazy.
We went everywhere.
And isn't it our birthday? Am I making this up?
We've been
It's our birthday. No, don't go. God, what's the point of putting makeup on sometimes?
Oh my God.
Guys, we made it. We're one.
Oh my God, we're here.
We're one. We are one. Now, if I do the maths, and we know that's not my strong point, we could also potentially be at 2 million downloads by now.
Potentially.
Bro. And if we're not, guys, run up the numbers.
Run up the numbers.
Please make that your gift. Run up the numbers.
Because we have so many plans. We'll save that for the next, but we have so many plans.
One? Crazy.
Anyway. Happy birthday, bitch.
Listen, Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, guys, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Mom Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.